You have thought this to yourself before, let's be honest. I want to be successful. I want my business to grow. What is it going to take? Simply put, what is it going to take?
And what is it going to cost?
Okay, you probably thought that first, actually.
Yeah.
Business owners, we know you. Come on.
Yeah. That is probably a number, actually, we could define. You want to know? Email us because we haven't calculated that on the full breadth of the strategy. But it's a hot topic. You start this business, you're really self-employed. It's the most free and rewarding first year of your life, honestly. If you have a successful year, it feels great. And then you get very busy and then you're like, oh, I need support. And likely the foundation you have is little to none because you didn't need it. There was no need for it. And we have to start investing in this business. Hopefully, pricing model is not an issue, but if you're selling in a flat fee or a square foot based model, please, we will link the other episode to how your pricing model should be built to protect you so that you can delegate freely and profitably for your active projects. So the focus of this conversation is, what do I need to invest into my business and where do I need to invest into my business so that it can grow, it can scale, it can be sellable one day? That might blow your mind thinking about it. Like, oh my God, what? What does the end look like? Don't just let it go. That's like decades of work.
Yeah. You're coming to this conversation because likely your projects are successful. That's not the problem. You've succeeded in making yourself a successful designer. Your projects are going well. You're building a pipeline. You're getting busy. Now, don't let the behind the scenes of creating a successful business fall behind, because you will, as Shayna would say, crash and burn at some point if your foundation's not keeping up with the success of your design projects.
Yeah. Some people buy businesses. It's called a franchise. What are they buying? Have you questioned that? That's what we're going to really break down, is how do I go from this self-employed individual, or maybe you are not self-employed, you have a team, but you feel like you have been on the hamster wheel for some conversations I've had decades, and you're trying to figure out how to get off. So step one is, money-wise, you have to invest in the strategy that we're going to talk through for what the business can afford. Because if you're not consistent, then it's not going to succeed, and or you're just going to be highly disappointed and your expectations are going to be crushed along the way, and then you're going to get discouraged and it's just not going to work.
Yeah. And we're also not saying, oh, just throw money at it. You've got to find the sweet spot of what your business can carry sustainably, what you yourself can handle in terms of your capacity, mental capacity to put to all this. And that's what's going to actually become an engine behind your business, building this foundation alongside you or behind you or under you or whatever metaphor.
100%. So if you don't know what your business can afford, we'll also link another episode we've already done.
Go back to episode 13. We called it Data Dump. Probably could have been more clear. We'll think about retitling that later. But we're going to talk about the data dump you need to even answer that question for yourself. What can I afford right now? Because that's where we want to start. Not to say that won't change or grow or evolve with you as you succeed, but we want to make this sustainable.
Yep. So once you find that number, there's going to be three buckets that you're going to have to allocate those funds to. You're always going to have your bookkeeping and marketing expenses. Throw insurance into that if you really want to put that into the mix. You're going to have your foundation, which we're going to talk through, because there's a lot of foundation we have to build to actually build this business beyond yourself.
That's the business, baby.
And then we have marketing, which Evelyn is going to scratch the surface on, and we will dive into in a future episode of how that evolves and takes a journey. And we'll see if we have the same exact viewpoints on that, which I think we do, but it's always fun to dive back into topics that we haven't talked about in a while. So the simple one will knock that out of the park. Accounting. At minimum, we call our accounting the accounting essentials. We're not big believers in big, weedy, high level accounting. You need the basics done. On a monthly basis, you need that bookkeeper categorizing your expenses, preparing you for tax season, and filing your sales tax, right, in whatever frequency that you're set up to file in right now. Also, with a very low level tax strategy, whether you're paying yourself, not paying yourself yet, wherever you are in that hot mess, someone of authority, a CPA accountant is checking in on that business saying, hey, you're projecting about this much in taxes. Here is where I suggest you can buy into the foundation of the business.
Invest back.
Pour into your marketing channels.
Reduce that taxable income in a strategic way.
Or you don't need to do that and you can make a payment towards your taxes. So that's one bucket. Typically, you're looking to find a very basic bookkeeping at a flat fee. Basic bookkeeping you should be able to find at a flat fee. And then your accounting typically is a flat fee to file at the end and maybe just as needed hourly. Don't go crazy heavy over there. As the business gets bigger, that kind of fractional CFO where someone gets weedier will get integrated, but no time soon.
And one thing we've seen a lot in this industry, so just check this for yourself, is that if you are especially working with bookkeeping, financial teams, accounting services, whatever it is that are not industry specific, you may very well be overpaying. They are creating their flat fee around the average of their client, and their client very well might need much more than you do as a small growing interior design business. So just check that for yourself, or if you have someone great, or if you want to know more about accounting essentials, come to us.
Accounting is another many, many levels, just like marketing. You have to understand the level of the service and what you're getting from that so that you can make sure you're paying the right price or understand if you're overpaying for what you actually need. So that's bookkeeping and accounting. Those are necessary.
It'll always be there. It'll always be there.
It's step one. You find out what the business can support on a recurring basis. You do that data dump. And then that's going to be the first chunk of money, whatever that is, that swipes out of the balance of that.
Yep. Bye-bye. Cha-ching.
Now, the next two buckets, the way I explain this is like, what's this thing called, Evelyn?
A teeter-totter? A seesaw?
No, but like in science?
The scales.
The scale.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought there was a fancier name for that.
Come to YouTube, please. You need to see this.
Ooh, yeah, like I'm a coconut. Yeah. Okay, I totally thought there was a fancier word for scale. Hilarious. But anyway, foundation of your business and marketing are a partnership in the rest of the strategy. They take a different balance on the scale. So if you have no foundation or little to no foundation, I do not have a pricing tool that allows me to kick off a project, schedule it onto a calendar, delegate with ease.
Know that I'm profitable.
Know that I'm profitable, but also understand where my project is at. Is it on track? Are we overestimated time? If we're overestimated time, we should very simply know why. Is it me as the designer because I'm becoming an over perfectionist and I'm going into the abyss? Many of you out there. Or is it someone else? The client is a reason, the contractor, the trades, or is there added scope? So when we're seeing that on a consistent basis, we can control it and you have the control of your client's expectations. Do we have that detailed, written, documented process that when the time comes for someone to put a 2-week notice, a no week notice, or better case scenario, you're growing and you have to start duplicating your team? Do you have the tools you need to succeed in doing that? Do you have a clarified sales process with all of the necessary assets that are possibly automated to make this company more efficient? And with the times, let's just kind of say, everyone has that instant gratification to them now. And do we have all of the necessary marketing foundation to collect a lead, communicate with a lead? And Evelyn will kind of bring you through the rest of the marketing strategy. Ultimately, that's the big core. It's a lot.
Yeah. Locked in with your contract, all of that, locked in with your retainer management processes, your reporting systems. It's a lot. We'll dig in more. But when we're saying, okay, there's two sides of the scale, come back to us now, we're doing the scale movement. The two sides of the scale, when we say business foundation, that's what we're talking about. Everything that makes your business replicable, sellable, makes it run like a true business and a true machine. And then on the other side of the scale, we have marketing. Organic marketing, paid marketing, whatever that looks like for you, we're going to dig into all of it. But that's what we're talking about in this balance for you yourself After you've done that data dump, you know what your business can afford. Now we're allocating it. You've taken away that little chunk for your accounting. It's always going to be there. You got to have it. And now we're reallocating on the scales to your business foundation and to your marketing efforts for what you, your business is going to need to grow, but in a sustainable fashion with a foundation behind it.
Now, everyone wants to pour into their marketing because marketing is like a buzzword and you feel like the second you start putting money into it, it is going to reward you in the right ways. I'm here to say, meh, wrong.
That's growth. That's how I get more. That's how I, yeah,
meh. It's just not right. Because if you don't have the foundation to even support growth, what's the point? And usually when someone is coming to the point where they're needing support, which is just a trigger point, we've got to basically change a lot of the way that you've closed the deal initially so that you can be profitable. And we have all this work to do on the foundation. I typically recommend in that scale that we are way heavier going onto the foundation. In some cases, all the dollars going to that foundation for support because you yourself are the initial start to the marketing vessel. So there's a conversation there. That shocked some people. I delivered a partnership strategy and it was like month 11 had someone's marketing strategy on. She was like, what?
Right.
I was like, hear me out. There is so much to do and you haven't been doing these consistently. We can give you the tools to make this faster and more efficient if you own this so that we can accelerate all the necessary things you need to actually build the business. And then we can start tipping the scale. Then all the critical points of the foundation are taken care of. Then we start pouring a little bit more to marketing. Now all the foundational things are taken care of and there's just the maintenance. And now marketing gets what it deserves. And so I think that's probably a good segue into that kind of third layer of, which is the marketing journey that this thing has to take. Walk us through that simple three-step tier that we feel people have to take to really get to the top of lead gen.
Exactly. And I think that designer that we're talking about who comes and just thinks instinctively that marketing is going to be first, oftentimes that same person is the person underwater. So busy drowning. And I'm like, okay, let's talk about it as if marketing really was a faucet. We know it's not, but let's pretend it's a faucet where you just turn it on. I'm ready to market now. And leads start pouring out. You couldn't handle it. With love, you wouldn't be able to handle it. So this is why we're talking about keeping the scale heavier on foundation first. As that scale starts to tip and you're coming to me and we're talking about marketing, the next clear expectation that needs to be set is that it is a long game. In this industry, it's not like we're selling a mop. If the mop is the correct price for the features that it has, everyone is in a position to make a buying decision on a mop. You're literally just selling your product for the features for the price. Interior design is not like that. You could find your ideal client who values everything that you value, who loves your work, who wants to follow you on social media. And if they're not moving, renovating, redecorating, buying a second home, whatever, it could be 7 years before they're your client. So it's a very long funnel, which just makes it a long marketing game. Realistic expectations are the key to happiness, in my opinion. We're starting at the beginning of the path. No matter what, no matter how much money you want to throw at it, we're starting at the beginning of the path. The beginning of the path, as I see it, is what I would just call your online presence. Okay, so you are your marketing engine. When you're doing the things you need to do, you're out there networking. You're talking to your friends and family about your business, new or old, whatever it is. Like when you're doing what you need to be doing and putting your name out there and people are going to find you online, they are looking for you. They're Googling your business name. They already know you somehow. This is online presence. You need to look legit. You need to take up real estate on that page of Google. You need to be in all the places and just have the platforms that people are expecting so that you look like a legitimate business. That's online presence. They're not finding you yet. You are finding them and they're looking for you.
I want to add in the most important first step is the networking.
Go to the episode, Creating Your Own Opportunities, if you'd like to hear us go on one about the networking.
Yeah, have to be networking. And as you're networking, they're going to be, like Evelyn said, looking you up. So you want to have that legitimacy of having the website and some consistent activity on your socials. Evelyn, anything outside of those two that in terms of presence you're recommending?
Yeah. When I say taking up that real estate online, you're showing up. When people Google you, there's expectations. You use the internet, you know, there's just certain things you're expecting to see. That website should be there with the basic SEO best practices that when someone Googles your business, you're showing up first. So you need that. Got to have it. Then are going to be your social media pages next on that first page of Google, which was that buzzword in SEO for so long. So I would say you at least, at minimum, want to have an Instagram. People are 100% going to look for you there. If you have an Instagram, it doesn't make sense not to have a Facebook. Everything cross posts. You got to have it. I would say you yourself, in this industry too, your personal brand is inseparable from your brand, from your business. They're hiring you to be in their home. No matter how big you get, there's still that personal branding that fuses with your brand. So I would say LinkedIn is a great platform for interior designers. We're definitely going to talk about it farther down the path, but even right now you want to be there. And then your Google business profile. If you're not verified on Google business, let this be your one takeaway from this episode. Go spend that 15 minutes that it takes to be there. People are looking for you. Now you're in Maps results as well. You're taking up more real estate, as I said, online when someone goes to find you.
And if you know you're verified, do not fall for the Google scam that you are not verified, because the scams are flying around these days.
Straight up.
So do not have a panic if you thought you were and someone is calling to tell you you are not. Just hang up.
And then depending on how much you like being online, how much this comes easy to you, of course, you could create your Pinterest, your house. You can take up even more real estate on there. But I'd say for that basic online presence, what do I just need so that when someone looks for me, I look legit? You want to have the website, you want to have a few social media profiles there, and you want to be over there on that right side, that verified Google business profile. If you're doing that, you're updating your website when you have new photography. That can be few and far between at this stage. That's okay. You're posting on social media once a week, every couple weeks. Set yourself realistic expectations that you can really stay committed to. When someone goes to look for you, you're clearly in business, you're clearly doing work, your brand is represented there. This is a good first step for just having your online presence set and working for you.
Yeah. So I can't believe I'm saying this to you, but let's not get too weedy into the growth of that.
So true.
Because we are going to really dive in, especially on our belief systems of what we advocate for. On a future episode, we're going to go into financial allowances in these three categories that you should be making, anticipated time in which you can actually expect something to succeed, which I have a lot to say about that's floating out there. So like you said, Ev, we're going from visibility. You've got to at least be there so that when you're networking, there's something that is supporting you in doing that.
Well, I would actually say visibility is what comes next. Visibility is once you're looking for someone to find you. First, it was, okay, I'm finding the people. When they come to look for me, my online presence is set. Now I'm starting to look for visibility. Everybody's goals look a little bit different when they're starting to creep towards visibility. Like, I want larger reach on Instagram. I want more followers, or I really want to get subscribers because I've started my email newsletter. I just want more website traffic in general. Like, come on, what's happening? So visibility is when you're ready to start having people find you online. So that's going to open up a whole new part of the strategy.
Buzzword SEO.
Totally.
That's the buzzword when people are like throwing out SEO. It's just simply like, I want to be found as someone is searching for interior designers online. And that's kind of step two.
Yep. And then I would say step three, we're moving towards actual lead generation. And I know, because I hear it all the time, well, visibility, I'm getting more traffic. Isn't that? No. First, you've got to build that website traffic, build the engine that tells Google, that tells now ChatGPT, that tells all these engines what your website is about, what it's valuable for. Traffic is not going to convert instantly. So I would say the third step on the path is now actual lead generation. And people don't want to hear that because they'll come to their very first marketing strategy being like, okay, how do I get my next job tomorrow? The answer to that question is you yourself, boots on the ground, networking. This marketing, online, digital, organic, and then paid marketing strategy, like I said, is a long game. It's a long funnel. You can't skip steps. Sorry.
And that's basically what I'm going to take home with this is there is no shortcut to any of it. Marketing takes its journey in the layers of how it needs to evolve and grow. There's no going from zero to lead gen. It's just not.
It can move faster with greater investment. It can certainly move faster, but you're not skipping steps.
No, all of it has to be built up. All the steps have to be worked through to get to that end destination. Can you accelerate anything with money? Certainly, but you can only accelerate it so much because in terms of the foundation, that foundation and the development of the foundation, even if you had all the money in the freaking world, you could not just pay someone to go build your company. Without you leading it, without the processes being built around what you need as a human.
And what you know up here, that you've built your success so far around what's in your brain.
Yeah. But also a team around what needs to help you stay accountable, a team around your strengths and weaknesses, a team around the best ways that you communicate, a team around the technologies that make sense to you. All of it is built around you because it started with you and you have to keep leading this thing. So even if you have $100,000 in the bank and you're listening, you're like, oh, this company is great. They know everything to do. Take my money. I'd be like, no, rejected.
No, respectfully, no.
Respectfully, absolutely not. You have to put the work in. There can be a strategy. There's a way to align that together, have an estimation of how much time that strategy is going to take, how much time you need to invest and show up inside of it. And that is the hardest part. The hardest part of the whole thing is now you're busy more than ever. You have a possible new human or humans around you that need you to lead them.
Looking to you.
They cannot just jump in your brain and hit the mark. Not going to happen. And so now that's more time taken away from you. And now you actually have to build a business that is going to require a minimum of 2 hours for you to work on that foundation a week. And that's just one out of five things that you have to consistently work on.
That's to keep it chugging along.
And I know emphatically that it's the thing that drops off the list first.
I don't know. Marketing might drop off the list first.
Well, there's all the buckets that are not your active project drop off the list.
Because you're not thinking of that as dollars in. You're thinking of that as time and dollars invested. But I promise you, it converts to financial success when you have this foundation in place. So you have to think about it as equally, if not more, important. Please, I beg you.
Preach. If I knew what I knew now.
Imagine.
And I'll mind you, it's round two. But, you know, you have to reach certain thresholds and breaking points of your growth.
You can't skip steps.
You cannot skip the steps.
Ain't it a
But if you're needing support, make sure you're listening to these podcasts that are out there. Or, of course, you can chat with us. But all of these exercises are mostly self-directed work that you have to put the time into to learn the numbers, crunch the mathematical equation to figure out what the business can afford, carve out the strategy for what the remaining foundation of your business actually needs, identify where you are at currently in that marketing strategy to pinpoint yourself and layer in the consistencies there. And then you're playing with the scale and you're playing with time and you're also playing with your own freaking excuses. I usually say you could build your foundation in 2 years. If you put all the necessary time in and you commit to the strategy and you have the right support around you, you could absolutely do it in 2 years. The difference between someone who does it in 2 and 5 is the amount of excuses you've layered in throughout the year to how many weeks have gone by where you're not doing your networking that you need to, you're not building the foundation, you're not being the operator of your business, you're not leading the team in the way that you need to. You've excused it for whatever possible valid reason.
Yeah.
They're always valid. Excuses always feel valid. But that is the difference between 2 and 5 years. How much you're going to break your own routine and not show up for yourself to lead this thing. So, no cheat code.
Little truth bomb for you at the end.
No cheating time. There's only work. And that's it.
Yeah, but we are here to at least give you a few nuggets and shortcuts and tricks and of the trade along the way. So hopefully this helped you for your own self to start to really think about beyond what you're already great at, serving your clients, creating your designs. You've got that. Or if you don't, we got you on that too. But behind the scenes, there are so many things that many business owners neglect until it's too late. And I promise you that sucks worse than putting in the work right now.
100%.
So let's get it.
So here's what we've just broke down for you. There are three buckets where your money has to go if you want to scale this business. Accounting and bookkeeping, that's just one bucket and it's non-negotiable. Your business foundation, the pricing tools, the systems, the processes, the documented workflows that make you replicable, that's bucket two. And marketing, your online presence, visibility, and eventually lead generation, that's bucket three. And here's the kicker. You cannot skip straight to pouring all your money into marketing just because it feels like the sexy answer. If your foundation isn't built, if you don't have the systems to support growth, what exactly are you marketing? A business that's going to crumble under the weight of new clients? No, thank you.
And let's talk about the scales one more time, because this is where most designers get it completely wrong. Remember, you've got your business foundation on one side and marketing on the other, and they have to balance. But when you're just starting to build, when you have little to no foundation in place, that scale needs to be heavy on the foundation side. I'm talking like 80-20, maybe even 100% foundation for a while. And I know that freaks people out because everyone wants to throw money at marketing and just watch the leads roll in. But here's the reality check. Even if marketing was a faucet and you could just turn it on tomorrow and leads would start pouring out, you wouldn't be able to handle it right now. With Love, you literally do not have the infrastructure to convert those leads, close those deals, and execute those projects profitably.
Remember, there is no shortcut to any of this. You cannot pay someone to build your business for you. You cannot skip the steps. You cannot go from zero foundation to full-scale marketing and lead generation overnight. Even if you have $100,000 sitting in the bank right now and you want to throw it at us, we would respectfully say no, because this work requires you. It requires your leadership. It requires building systems around how you operate, how you communicate, and what your strengths and weaknesses are. The foundation has to be built around you because you started this thing and you have to keep leading it. And that takes time.
So here's what you need to do after this episode. First, go back and listen to episode 13 of this podcast called Data Dump. Figure out what your business can actually afford to invest right now. Don't guess, know the number. Then allocate that number across your three buckets, accounting, foundation, and marketing. And be honest with yourself about where you are. If you don't have a pricing tool that lets you profitably delegate, if you don't have a documented system of procedures, and if you don't even have a CRM set up to capture leads, then your foundation bucket needs to be full right now. Marketing can wait. I know that's not what you want to hear, but it is the truth. And once you get those critical foundation pieces in place, then you can start tipping that scale towards marketing, but not before.
So when you are ready to stop guessing and start building a strategic investment plan for your business, one that's based on where you actually are, not where you wish you were, schedule a free call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or click the link in the show notes. We will help you figure out what your business can afford, where you need to invest first, and how to balance the scale so you're not wasting money on marketing when you don't even have the foundation to support growth. This is literally what we do. We help designers move from self-employed chaos to actual business owners with systems, strategies, and a plan that works.
If you found value in today's episode, please take 2 seconds to rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so hit that subscribe button so you don't miss what's coming next. We want to hear from you. Please send us your anonymous voicemails at fordesignerbusiness.com. Maybe you're struggling to figure out what to invest in first. Maybe you've been pouring money into marketing and you're not seeing results. Maybe you have no idea what your business can even afford. Whatever it is, send it in. We run your questions through a voice changer to protect your anonymity, and we'll give you real coaching right on this podcast. Your question just might become a future episode.
Remember, you cannot skip the steps. You cannot shortcut the foundation. You cannot pay someone to do this work for you. You have to lead it, but also you don't have to figure it out alone. The roadmap exists. The strategy exists. The support exists. You just have to be willing to put in the work and stop making excuses for why this week isn't the right week to start. If you keep waiting for the perfect time, you're going to be stuck in the same place 5 years from now, wondering why your business never scaled. So start today. Do the data dump. Figure out your three buckets and take action.
So stop waiting for someone to hand you a magic solution. Stop thinking you can skip straight to marketing and avoid the hard work of building your foundation. And stop convincing yourself that you're the exception to the rule. You're not. You need the same three buckets everyone else needs. The only question is whether you're going to invest strategically or keep throwing money at problems without a plan. Choose strategy. Choose foundation first. And until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.
Let's get it, y'all.